What is noble silence? Many people think if you can keep silence and then you are observing noble silence. In fact, that is wrong. Noble silence is not keeping silence. One day, a group of monks, after their lunch, they got together in their assembly hall. Then they started to talk about the politics. The subject was, who is the most powerful king? Is it the king of Magadha, Senior Bimbisara, or the great king Pasena the Kosala of Kosala Kingdom? So they were talking about it. Some of these monks said, well, the king of Magadha, Senior Bimbisara, has got the greatest power, the greatest army, greatest wealth. Then the other group of monks said, no, we believe that King Kosala has got more power, more army, and more wealth. While they were talking about these two powerful kings and their administration, and typically speaking, they were talking about politics 2,500 years back. Then the Buddha happened to come to this place. He came to the assembly and took seat, and he asked, monks, before I come here, what were you discussing? What was your topic that was interrupted by me? Then the monk said, venerable sir, we were talking about these two kings, and they said that we are talking about politics. Then the Buddha said these words, monks, it is not proper for you all who are good sons of the good families who came forward and went from home to homelessness. For such group of people like you, it's not proper to engage in such talks like politics. Do not waste your time. Then he said these words, Sannipatitānaṁ vo bhikkave dvayaṁ karaniyaṁ dhammi vā kathā ariyo vā tunhi bhāvoti. Monks, when you get together, there are two things that you need to do. What are the two things? Engage in Dhamma talk. Discuss the Dhamma. And if you do not talk the Dhamma, then observe noble silence. So for the monks, when they get together, as Buddha instructed, we have two things to do. Either to talk the Dhamma or keep silence. So what do you want me to do here? Keep silence or keep on talking? Well, so what is noble silence here then? Noble silence does not mean keeping silence. Noble silence is not something that we can observe outwardly. But in order to understand what is noble silence, first of all, we need to understand what is silence. The silence is something that we can observe externally. It is easy to understand. There are many occasions we keep silence. We observe silence. In ordinary sense, when we observe silence, sometimes we observe silence in a positive way, sometimes we observe silence in a negative way. How do we observe silence in a negative way? Sometimes you get angry and you do not want to talk to anyone. You keep silence. You are very angry and you do not want to talk. And this way of observing silence, yes, it has got a negative aspect. At the moment, your mind is burning with anger. Sometimes we keep silence because we want to ignore the other person. We don't listen to the other person. We don't care what he or she says. We mind our own business. Keep silence. And here, silence in ignoring another person. Sometimes we keep silence because we have fear. We have fear, and because of fear, we do not want to open our mouth. We keep silence because we have fear that we might say something wrong. Sometimes we are silent because we are so confused and we do not know what to say. And we ourselves get confused and we keep silence. And sometimes we keep silence because we want to keep the secret. If you were to open your mouth and talk, then you might tell it off, so you do not want it, so you want to keep your secret, so you keep silence. So there can be many reasons why human beings keep silence. But this way of keeping silence is nothing to do with noble silence. Just because you keep silence, it does not mean you are observing noble silence. But sometimes we also keep silence in a positive way. Sometimes we keep silence in listening. Someone is talking to you and you do not talk with silence. You listen to that person with compassion. It is a positive way of keeping silence. Without interfering, without arguing, you simply listen to understand the person. Silence in listening. Sometimes we keep silence in appreciation. Someone might come here and sit here in front of the Buddha and look at the Buddha statue and appreciate the Buddha's virtue, the peaceful, serene look of this piece of art that represents the Buddha. And appreciation. Keep silence. These are positive type of silence. And also sometimes we keep silence of tolerance. We tolerate, we endure the other person, whatever going on, and we keep silence. Well, all these are known as keeping silence. It is an external matter. Got it? But these are not the ways of noble silence. Now we come to the question, what is noble silence then? The word noble, as I said, is used in Pali language with the word Arya. Arya is noble. Human beings, those who are awakened, and they are known as noble human beings. So here, noble silence means kind of silent practice that need to noble state. It means this particular type of silence transform yourself to become a noble human being, an awakened human being. And that is why it is called noble silence. The noble silence might have a few aspects. Today I'm going to talk about three aspects of it. The first aspect of noble silence is the careful, mindful observation of your body and mind that Buddha talked about in Satipatthana Sutta, establishing mindfulness, mindful observation. Here, you keep silence At the same time, you observe very carefully what is going on with your body and mind. Developing the mindfulness. Mindfulness is the key to enlightenment. Mindfulness is the key to awakening. So Buddha talks about four types of mindfulness here. Mindfulness based on the body. Here, you pay close attention to your own body and try to understand its nature. Its nature of arising and passing away. Buddha says, Gate tite nisinne sutte jagarite bhasite tunhi bhavi sampajana kari hoti. While sitting down, you are mindful. While walking, you are mindful. While standing, you are mindful. While lying down, you are mindful. While keeping silence, you are mindful. While talking, you are mindful. Whatever the physical posture you are having, you are mindful. In the mindfulness practice, based on the body and its functions, Buddha has got a detailed way how we can develop mindfulness. One of the most popular way to develop mindfulness is breathing in and out meditation. You're focusing on your breath and develop mindfulness. While you're breathing in, you're mindful. While you're breathing out, you're mindful. When you take long breath, you're mindful. When you're taking short breath, you are mindful. Whatever the changes happen with your breath, you are mindful. So focusing the in-breath and out-breath is one of very famous practice of mindfulness, what we call Anapanasati Bhavana. Developing mindfulness based on in-breath and out-breath. Buddha also talks about the developing mindfulness based on your own feelings, Vedananupassana. Keeping silence yourself, and when you pay attention to your own feelings, feelings are rising and passing away. Pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, neutral feelings, whatever the feelings, they are rising and passing away. And as they are rising, you are mindful. As they are passing away, you are mindful. You are not carried away by feelings. Like you are sitting by the side of a river. The water is ever flowing and you are just watching the flowing river. You are not carried out by the river. In the same way, you are watching your feelings as they are rising and passing away. The moment you are caught up by the feelings, you are carried away. You lost your mindfulness. So here practice is, you are watchful. You are observing the feelings as they are rising and passing away. This is what we call noble silence. Again, when you pay attention to your own thoughts, Chittanupassana. When the thoughts are arising and passing away, in this process of arising and passing away, you are watching your own thoughts and keep silence. And this is what we call noble silence. Then again, keeping silence yourself, you pay your close attention and mindfulness to the Dhamma in your own mind. The mental phenomena. Four noble truths, dependent origination, three marks of existence. The Dhamma that we learn in this class. So when you yourself keep in silence and observe this Dhamma, the truth discovered by the Buddha within your body and mind, and when you understand it, how suffering arises, how suffering ceases. When you see it within the five aggregates of clinging, and you are keeping noble silence. So here, in one aspect of the noble silence is here, you are developing mindfulness based on your body and bodily activities, your feelings, your mental formation, and then mental concomitants, or what we call Dhamma, the mental phenomena. So when someone practices in this way, four bases for mindfulness, that person is observing noble silence. It is not just keep on silence, but you are developing keen mindfulness here. This is one aspect of it. The other aspect of the noble silence is, in ordinary human mind, even though we keep silence externally, even though we do not talk, our mind is always talking. Our mind is chatty. It's always talk. We create dramas in our mind. There are different characters who pop up and talk. When some character disappears, another one arises. Sometimes we argue, re-argue, we reason out. So this is going on and on and on without an end. So this inner chatting, the mind is not silent at all. The mind is talking and talking and talking non-stop. So if some of the husbands can understand how your mind is naggy and talking, you can tolerate your wife. Okay, don't get me offended. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, each and every one of us, our mind is always talking, arguing, nagging, and it is not silent at all. But there is one moment it can become silent. And the moment that you can shut off this nagging, talking mind, and silent it totally, and that state is called noble silence. But what is that state? In the Kolita Sutta, Mahamoggallana, the Venerable Mahamoggallana addressed the monks and said, "Friend monks, noble silence is said, but what is this noble silence?" Then he continued, "While I was in seclusion, when I was contemplating about this thought, what is noble silence, I recognize that it is the second stage of concentration, the second jhana onward, what is it called, noble silence. Because when we develop the mind and achieve the jhanas, the ecstasies of our mind, the first stage is known as a mind which is having applied thought, sustained thought, then rapture and pleasure born of the concentration, seclusion. So here, first stage of the jhana, we still have applied thought and sustained thought, which is related to chatting of the mind. But when the mind achieves the second stage of jhana, this applied thought and sustained thought disappear and remain only the rapture and pleasure born through concentration. So here, noble silence is recognized by the Venerable Mahamoggallana as the second jhana. Second jhana, because that is the moment your mind stops chatting. Even in the first jhana, your mind is still chat a bit. And the second jhana onward, mind stops chatting. So this is the second aspect that we can look at, what is noble silence. Third aspect that we can look at, what is noble silence, is the ultimate aspect. That is the aspect of the enlightened human being. The Buddha is known as, what is the term, Chinese term for the Buddha? Sakya Muni Pho, correct? Sakyamuni for? So what is Sakyamuni for? Okay, what is it called? Sakyamuni for means the Sakya Muni. Sakya means his clan, the Sakyan clans, where he was born. The word, what is important for us is Muni, M-U-N-I. So Sakya Muni, Muni of the Sakyan clan. The word Muni is used to mean the one who stops inner chatter, the one who observes noble silence. Noble silence does not mean you stop speaking. Noble silence means you stop chatting in your mind. Not your mouth. Inside mind, there is someone always talking, nagging, arguing with you. And this one has to stop. Enlightened human beings have stopped this chatting in the mind. They are ever mindful. They do not have dreams. They do not argue in their mind. So the one who stops this inner chatting is the one who is known as Muni, means enlightened one. That is why he is known as awakened one. So ultimate sense, what it means by noble silence is a human being, when he uproots all the defilements perfectly, permanently, and irreversibly, and achieve a kind of perfect peace in the mind, which you cannot find any chatting, inner noise of the mind, and you are utterly peaceful, and that is the state that we call noble silence. So I will repeat what I said here. There are two types of silence. One type of silence is very ordinary, external type of silence that ordinary human beings we observe in day-to-day life. Sometimes when we get angry, when we are confused, when we have fear, and we observe silence. Sometimes we observe silence in a positive way. Kind of occasions like we appreciate someone, we appreciate something, or we listen with compassion, or we endure, we tolerate. In such kind of occasion also, we observe silence. This is ordinary type of silence. What it means by noble silence is a kind of a spiritual practice that leads eventually to become a noble human being. And we can look at it from the three angles. First way to look at it is developing mindfulness based on your body, feelings, and mental formation, and the Dhamma, and what we call developing mindfulness, the four bases of mindfulness. So when you develop mindfulness, you are keeping noble silence. Second way, when a human being attains the second stage of concentration, what we call second jhana, at that moment all the chatting of the mind temporarily subdue, and a human being in second stage of jhana is observing noble silence. Thirdly, in ultimate sense, a human being who totally uproots the defilements and achieve perfect enlightenment, and that human being totally do away with inner chatting of the mind, his mind is utterly peaceful, and that human being is observing noble silence. So the Buddha is recognized as Muni, the one who is observing noble silence. It does not mean he doesn't talk.